Hi, welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we offer expert advice so you can have an extraordinary sex life. You can find a complete podcast archive at pleasuremechanics.com, where you will also find a wealth of resources for your perusing pleasure, as well as our premium online multimedia courses. These courses are designed to help you level up your erotic skills, try new things in bed, and become a more confident lover. When you're ready to up your game, head to pleasuremechanics.com and use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX for 20% off the online course of your choice. On today's episode, we are going to be addressing one of the most common struggles men have in bed. And this episode was inspired by an email we received from a listener. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading the email from Woody. Not sure if that's his real name, but go Woody, go.
Woody says, the backstory is our first 2 years together, we had amazing sex 2 or 3 times a day.
You must have been busy.
What some would say the honeymoon phase, she would give me oral and just wanted sex all the time. But somehow the last 2 years we have faded away from each other. There was a time when she wanted to and I just didn't. I can't recall if it was due to working too much or financial issues that affected my sex drive. But having turned her down so many times, she lost the drive. And also she went through her own phase of depression having lost her job, so she was in a dark hole for a while. We almost broke up last year but have both agreed we need to work things out. We have finally slowly pulled her out of her depression and things are getting so much better. She is slowly wanting to have sex more often. Before, she just never had the desire to. So my question is, how do I build up her sex drive like before? Also, I saw she told her friend that she just wants to be fucked. But having not had sex for so long consistently, I am having trouble lasting. These days, I may only last 10 minutes, which really affects my self-image, knowing that I can't please her and fuck her. My time is slowly increasing. I notice if I focus on pleasuring her, I can last longer. I recently gave her a full-body massage, then a yoni massage, and was able to get her to multiple orgasms with G-spot and clit stimulation. After that, she wanted sex, and then I noticed I was able to last a little longer, since I didn't have anxiety to last long enough to get her to orgasm. I'm all into fucking her, but that style or type of sex really turns me on, and therefore I can't last that long. She loves getting bent over, and she can actually get an orgasm from that position, but the thing is I can't last that long as I get too aroused. She also hates it when I have to stop or pull out to take a break.
Okay, so that was the first email we received from Dear Woody. And first I want to say that they're doing everything right in a lot of ways. They had a high sex drive in the beginning of their relationship. Life situation changes. They both had some depression and anxiety about sex, and now they're reconnecting and slowly building up their sex drive together. And I think all of that is right on the right track. And I love that they're following our advice of including full body massage and genital massage and taking turns. All of that, I would just say, keep going with all of that. Keep going with those strategies.
Yeah, as Chris is saying, there's so many things you're doing right. I love that you took our advice and explored really warming her up and giving her as many orgasms as you possibly can and then having intercourse. And it seems like that's really working. So congratulations on trying that out. I love hearing that advice helps. I just want to point out a very minor point. You're asking about how to get her sex drive back. And then the question is also about how to last longer. And I don't know if a partner can help another person get their own sex drive back.
Right. You're responsible for your role in the sexual relationship and she's responsible for hers. And it sounds like the sex drive is coming back. You both had an emotional fallout and there was rejection, which can be really wounding. And now you're reconnecting. I think everything is right on track as it should be. And almost all relationships go through these phases at one point or another, whether it's because of financial stress, injury, illness, mental illness, different medications. There's so many things that can derail your sexual connection. But the important thing is you're both committed to getting it back. That's what matters. We see relationships go stagnant for a really long time when there's not a commitment from both partners wanting the sex life back. You both want it. So you're way ahead of the game in that way.
So that's all awesome. Then this question we want to focus on is how to last longer.
Well, the last line of the email really was a big flag for me. So I actually wrote Woody back. So she also hates when I have to stop or pull out and take a break. And that was the end of the email. And I often find this, that the very end of emails is really revealing. And that's when kind of the real issue becomes crystallized. Because how does he know she hates it? And that's what I wrote to him. I said, I have a question for you to follow up with this email. What do you mean she hates it when you have to take a break? Does she yell at you? Does she belittle you? Does she humiliate you? Like, what is the dynamic there?
I hope she does none of those things, and none of us do any of those things in bed. P.S.
Well, if she did, that would be something to address, right? But I just wonder, where is this assumption coming from that she hates it when you have to take a break? Because I think a lot of the times we assume what the other partner is feeling, and often that assumption is a projection of our own insecurities and our greatest fears. And so in that heightened experience of sex, your fears get projected onto your partner and you think that's what they're feeling, and then you go from that assumption, and that could be all wrong information. So I wanted to get to the bottom of this. So I wrote to him and he wrote us back, and here's what he said.
What I meant was, during penetration, I get to a point where I have to stop because I'm about to come. So when I stop, I ruin it for her because she was getting built up to an orgasm. This happens multiple times. She has told me to just come and keep going, but there are a few reasons I don't want to do that. One, I want to keep having sex longer. Two, once I come, I'm super sensitive. Three, it's difficult to stay hard after. I've bought a silicone cock ring, but I've not gotten the chance to use it. Also, I was a little embarrassed to bring it up, but I recently told her about it, but I have not tried it yet. I've tried to pull out and use my fingers or even my tongue, but the times I did that, it seems like she would prefer my penis. Not being able to last long in bed is a spirit breaker. It does mess with my self-image. But thanks to your podcast, I've been getting better at pleasing her, and that lessens the stress and allows me to last longer. I believe she understands in a way that I can't last long, but I just don't want her to feel frustrated. She used to love sex, and I want to get it back to that point.
All right, so this gave me a little bit more information. Again, he's making assumptions. Right? Like, there's no information here that there's clear communication that she hates it when he has to pull out and stop. Second of all, there's a huge misunderstanding about male biology here. When he says it's difficult to stay hard after an ejaculation, that is a phenomenon known as the refractory period. It happens to all people with penises after they ejaculate. There is a period where the penis will not get erect. That period can last from a few minutes to a few hours. It changes throughout your lifespan and due to a lot of other factors, but that's just part of your hardwiring. And so I think he's taking on this personal blame here for not being able to keep going after ejaculation, and maybe thinking that she's blaming him for not performing the way she expects to, when I think they just need a little bit more information about that's how the body works.
Yeah, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not able. It's unrealistic to expect yourself to keep going after you come and to be hard. So either you both maybe need to get that information that that's not a realistic expectation for how you guys can have sex.
And so when we talk about lasting longer in bed, often what that means is learning how to separate ejaculation from orgasm, which is an advanced sexual practice that you can learn mostly through masturbation and paying exquisite attention to your body. And we have a whole program to learn that. It's included in the Foreplay Mastery course. And it takes time and it takes practice in your masturbation practice to learn your point of ejaculatory inevitability and be able to ease up on stimulation and have an orgasmic-like sensation without ejaculating. But once you ejaculate, you then enter this refractory period and your cock will go soft or semitumescent for a period of time. Now, you can learn how to separate ejaculation from orgasm and how to last longer in bed that way, or you can troubleshoot how to keep sex going, how to keep the momentum going, how to keep having fun with or without an erection. And I think this is a very essential path for all men to master, so the pressure of performance is lifted a bit. It is so much pressure and anxiety to think that the success of your sexual encounter depends on you keeping an erection for X number of minutes. And that anxiety alone is a boner killer. And so it becomes this vicious cycle. So we do recommend pleasuring the woman first and giving her lots of arousal or orgasm before intercourse. It sounds like you've heeded that advice and it's really working for you and is taking the anxiety off. Here are a few more strategies if you want to keep the momentum of sex going and your penis isn't as hard as you would like it, or you've already ejaculated and are in the refractory period.
Or are having, you've done the warm-up, you're doing some intercourse, and then you want to pause and you want to take a break so that you're delaying when you have an ejaculation.
Right. Because especially when we're talking about fucking and rough sex and bending her over, if those things are really arousing for you, you'll only be able to sustain it for a certain amount of time. And that time can grow as you master your own body's arousal cycles and you get more used to higher levels of sensation. Like, we can learn to tolerate higher and higher levels of arousal, but it is essential to learn how to take breaks without breaking the momentum.
Right. And that's the exciting part. And when you sort of talked about you paused at different moments and tried using your hands or your tongue, but it seems like she preferred your penis. So probably at that point, like, her body is ready for penetration and more intense penetration, it sounds like. So you could experiment with using more fingers so she's feeling that sense of fullness. Sometimes to go from that sense of fullness to then, like, light clitoral stimulation with your tongue can feel like that's not what the sensation that she wants in that moment. So if you could learn how to use your hands in a way that is creating a really full sense of penetration, that could satisfy her in these moments where you're taking a break before you calm down and then plunge back in again.
Right. So the trick here is you're changing what you're using to stimulate her, but not changing the momentum, the energy, the intensity.
And the way you're stimulating her.
Right. And so if you go from your penis to, say, three fingers, and you can still kind of maintain that momentum and drive into her with the same intensity and passion, that might be more satisfying. And one of the tricks here is when you have your fingers inside, trying to anchor some of your hand on the perineum. This is going to get into, like, advanced level stuff, so really follow me here. You're anchoring some of your hand or your other hand on the perineum around the butt and using that anchor to really move her body so her whole body is rocking. Right? So if you think about just fingering as you might be doing it now, you're sliding in and out of the vagina, but the whole body isn't moving in response to that kind of fucking. Whereas if you're driving into her with your penis, your pelvis is mashing into her.
Not mashing. Please don't use that word.
That's your so pelvis sexy. Is driving into her in a way that's shaking her whole body. Mm. And you can see this in the body. Like, a good fuck will move you head to toe.
And that's exhilarating.
That's
sometimes
part of the sensation that's really arousing. And you can replicate this with your hands if you use the broader part of your hand or your other hand anchored on the perineum and the butt. And so as you're driving in with your fingers, you're rocking her whole body. So it's kind of mimicking that pelvic meeting, using your hand and making her whole body rock. So I know that's hard to explain over audio, but use it, visualize it, and try to see if this kind of creates that same momentum, the same feeling. And I think this is one of the things that, as a lesbian, well, as a woman making love to a woman for the last 10 years of my life, you really have to learn is how to make your hands your primary sex organ and make that sensation of fucking just as satisfying as it would be with a penis.
Yeah, it's totally possible. We're both people who have had sex with people with penises, and we use hands so much now, and it is deeply fulfilling. A penis is not inherently more satisfying, which I know is mind-blowing for some of you, but it is about sensation. It's about, you can get so much nuance with hands. You can really explore the area that we think of as the G-spot. There's just so much sensation you can create with hands and multiple fingers. So don't
underestimate hands.
Yeah, they can be part of the play.
And we show all of our techniques in the Foreplay Mastery course. And I really recommend that for all lovers who want to learn how to master the use of their hands as a supplement to intercourse. We're not taking anything away from you. And this is the perfect case where really knowing how to use your hands well will serve you well and make intercourse even more fun. The other option that comes right from the world of lesbian sex and straight to your heterosexual bed are dildos and strap-ons. And a lot of heterosexual couples would never consider using a strap-on during for sex. You usually think of, if it's in a heterosexual bed, the woman is wearing it and pegging the male. But men can wear strap-ons and penetrate a woman from the hips in a really satisfying way. And I think the trick here is getting over any insecurity or mental trip about it being a substitute for your penis, and instead just thinking of it as a tool you're using to give her pleasure, to make your sex play a little bit more diverse, and to supplement what you've already got going.
It's an addition, not a replacement. Because you're doing this so that you can get back to using your penis. And if you, some people will enjoy the experience of wearing a strap-on as a man, and some people, you might just also want to experiment with holding it with your hand. Then there's less, like, stuff to fuss with. You can have it nearby, and then when you're ready to pull out, you use this other tool that is similar in size, perhaps, to you. And it can be really hot to watch that and to be a part of that and to give her those sensations, because then they will, of course, be more similar to your penis. And you can learn how to use it and get, and you can, you know, make it move in ways that maybe you wouldn't be able to move. And it can be a really fun tool to explore, to both give her more pleasure in a way that's similar to your penis and give your penis a break, but be easy to return to fucking when you're ready.
Right. And you can play with different sizes. Buy a dildo that's smaller than your penis, and you can play with things like double penetration. Your penis is inside her and the dildo goes in her butt if she likes that kind of thing. Buy a dildo that's similar to your size penis, and it could be a nice easy switcheroo. Buy a dildo that's larger than your penis, and you can start playing. If she's a size queen and really likes that feeling of being filled up, you can start playing and incorporating dirty talk of like, oh, are you ready for the big boy now? I'm bringing it out. Charlotte always kind of moans and groans when I start talking like this. But it's true.
But also, this is just a safety thing. Penises, if you put anything in the butt, it cannot go straight into the vagina again. I know we've talked about this many, many times, but if this is new information to you, put a condom on things, remove
Dildos should never travel from the butt to the vagina and back again.
Yes. Please see other podcasts on this should you want to be exploring this. I just wanted to make that. When you're talking about double, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. What I'm saying, folks, is that dildos come in a huge range of sizes, from 2 to 3 inches to 20 inches or more. And a lot of people who get into dildo play have a variety to suit different uses and different moods. And this, again, can be fun. You said you bought a vibrator. Awesome.
And a cock ring. Use it.
Yes. You are on the right track here, Woody, my friend. And I really just want to encourage you to get over any mental trip that would prevent you from using a dildo to jump in when your cock isn't as hard as you want it to be. Keep the pleasure going. Keep the fucking going. And then when you're ready, you jump right back in. And It can be a nice, easy back and forth. And you can keep her momentum going, and your anxiety will evaporate. That's one of the such an important thing here, and it's hard to emphasize enough, that the more confident you get, the more playful you get, the more open-minded you get, and ease up on all of this, she hates it when, and I should do this, and I have anxiety about this. All of those mental games are getting in the way of your pleasure. Let them go, leave them at the door, and just approach it in a way that's fun and lighthearted and playful for you. And give yourself credit. You have an active sex life. You're enjoying having sex. You're giving each other orgasms. Win, win, win.
Yeah, you're staying committed when you're in depressed moments because life is intense and you're still saying, let's try and work this out together. This is all awesome. I do just want to speak to that frustration, though, feeling like she hates it. I mean, I know that feeling when you are, like, getting close to feeling like you're going to come and then the activity stops.
Okay, but you have that experience. Do you hate the person?
No, and that's what I just want to say. It's like, you might just be seeing that she's feeling frustrated and she's like, oh, it's getting so close and now it's stopped. Oh, I'm kind of frustrated and annoyed. But that's only because she's feeling
so good.
She's feeling good and she wants that to keep going. So yeah. I think you're just paying attention to that she's like, oh, I was going somewhere and now I'm not, and that's a little bit frustrating. But I don't think that you need to think that she hates you or hates the situation, but she just wants the momentum to keep going. And so all these ways we're talking about are ways to keep that going. And as Chris said, like, you might want to talk to her about what that feeling is, or most probably it's just that of like, oh.
When, how do you take control of that moment? Because I think as a giver, I've had so many moments where, you know, you're building momentum and then something happens and you have a downshift of arousal. And you can get frustrated and lock up and feel doubtful about yourself and insecure in those moments. Or you can pivot it and start the arousal building up again.
Right, because in those moments, you'd see their longing, actually. And you can play with that of like, oh, you want it. You want more, don't you?
Oh, now you're dirty talking.
You know, like you can turn that around and play with their craving and their desire. And then, as you said, like,
tell me what you want. You want me inside you? How much do you want? How deep do you want it? Take control of it.
And there's something really, like, her orgasm could get stronger and deeper and better as you're taking a pause and building up again.
Ooh, they're actually playing with edging.
You are playing with the whole other technique, if you want to, where you're
building up towards orgasm, pausing, coming down a little bit, building up again. This is a whole technique called orgasm control or edging that is an advanced sexual technique. So congratulations, you're already on board.
So just keep playing with it.
But don't you think the key here is getting past any of these emotional blocks? Because I think they already have some residue from this period where there was depression and anxiety and rejection. I think that's leaking over into the good sex they're having now. And so I think the key to all of this, you have so much going right for you. And the key to all of this, and we can all learn from this, is shed the emotional baggage, communicate clearly, I want to be a good lover for you, I'm committed to your pleasure, let's talk about what you need to have better sex, how can we make it even better next time? My favorite question of sex of all the time is, how do we make it even better? It's coming from a place of commitment and dedication to pleasure. And from that place, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, and I think having this conversation with her saying, listen, I know that when you are building up to orgasm when we're fucking, you want to keep going. I get that. I want to make that happen for you. And sometimes I need to take a break because I'm getting so turned on. You are so hot. You are so sexy. You lavish the praise and your desire for her. Let her know that's where it's coming from, because that's kind of lovely. And then say, like, I want to explore this. So I want to try wearing a cock ring. I want to bring a dildo into our bedroom. So I'm going to take a little break, but I'm not going to stop taking care of you. I just want you to know that there's going to be a pause while I pull out and while I lube up this thing and then I put it in you. But then we're going to keep going, and I might do that back and forth a number of times because I really want to build up your pleasure, but I really want you to have an awesome time, and I'm going to use some tools and experiment and let's find out what really, really works for you.
How does that sound, honey?
I want to fuck you really well. Will you help me do that?
All right.
You know, like, that's a conversation you could have sometime, and that would probably make things easier and fun.
And if doing all of that verbally sounds intimidating, check out our last episode, episode 217, which was on erotic communication using nonverbal techniques, writing letters, writing dirty tales to one another, listening to audible erotica. There's so many options for talking about sex, whether or not you can use your words clearly and building up to that. And you are on the right track, dear Woody. Please let us know how this advice goes. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com and leave us a message. pleasuremechanics.com/hello. You can leave us a voicemail message. People are writing us more emails than leaving us voicemail messages, and I wonder why that is. We've been asking for a few episodes for you to leave us voicemail messages. We'd love to hear your voice. And we've gotten a few calls, but we want more. We want more from you. So come over to pleasuremechanics.com/hello. And I also want to ask you all a favor. If you like this podcast and want to support what we're doing, will you please, please, please go to iTunes and leave us a rating and or a review? It really helps us get the show out to more people. You're doing your part to make the world a sexier place. And it supports our show and gets us climbing the charts and gets us out to more people. So your ratings and review really matter. They're one of the main ways that iTunes promotes the show, and we would love your support in that way. We have 28 ratings at current time of recording. I'd love to get that to 50. You can do it. There's thousands of you. Let's mobilize, folks. Go to iTunes, find the Speaking of Sex with Pleasure Mechanics show, and leave us a rating. It would mean the world to us.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Indeed.
And we appreciate you.
We love you, in fact. We love hearing from you. Thank you, Woody, for writing in.
Yeah.
I hope this is useful to you and to anyone else looking to fuck longer, fuck better, have more fun in bed, with or without erections. It is possible. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.